Welcome to the Strong Savvy Cyclist and Triathlete Podcast, where we talk strength training, science, and all things performance for cyclists and triathletes, helping you be a stronger, more savvy athlete now and for many years to come. Here's your host, Menachem Brody.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this mini-sode of the Strong Savvy Cyclist and Triathlete Podcast. While the SSCT podcast is up to 145 episodes, we're going to take a pause from our normal podcast to answer a number of common questions that I've been getting about the Stronger After 50 strength training system. So to make things clear, there's two different things for the Stronger After 50. There's the course, which is for coaches and self-coached athletes and people who are curious about what changes they need to make after the age of 50 or as you get close to the age of 50 in order to be able to use strength training to get stronger, fitter, and faster. Now, on the other side, and where we're focusing today, is the Stronger After 50 strength training system. And this is composed of three separate tracks of year-round strength training programs built in six steps. So that's where we're going to focus today and talk about. The first question is, how is Stronger After 50 different than regular strength training programs? This is a really great question, and to many of us who are just getting started in strength training, it can be really confusing. It's almost like when you first started riding a bike, going into the bike shop and looking at all the different types of road bikes they had in there. Aluminum, carbon fiber, titanium. There are so many different frame types as well as composites for each one. It's so confusing. And you ask the sales clerk, how do I choose which one? And the answer is you've got to find the right one that fits your needs. And that's where you get into geometry, how the bike is set up. So it's more of an endurance frame or a racing frame or a gravel frame. And that's going to change how the bike frame actually takes the forces that it is built to encounter and help you, the rider, ride comfortably. Our strength training is kind of like that. Yet there are many more, we'll say, magical recipes, if you will. Why are they magical? Because the true magic in strength training is working one-on-one with somebody. This is where it may seem kind of easy to grab an off-the-shelf strength training program, but you really have to understand where the coach has been, who they have been working with in person, not some theory, and the different experiences and the perspective they bring to the table. So that's the first step of where the Stronger After 50 program is different, or the first area that it's different than other strength training programs. My background started off in physical therapy. That was my first job as a trainer. I worked immediately post physical therapy and alongside the physical therapist for individuals who are highly active and were looking to get back to their sport, not just to their daily activities. And that's the goal of physical therapy, get you back to your daily activities. So I filled that gap and I learned a lot. I had so many different experiences there. And that is what took me to the other end of the spectrum. And that was working with high performance. We're talking about a top 25 Division I collegiate program where we had a number of teams and programs that were ranked in the top 20 in the United States, including number 2 in the nation for the men's basketball program. And that's where I got exposed to the other end of the spectrum, dealing with injuries and building high-performance athletes, which was a ton of fun. And then as I began my coaching program, I worked with young athletes who were looking to go up to Category 1 and professional in Europe and helped a number of folks do that. But the whole while, I've always worked with the majority of my athletes being those over the age of 50. When I first got it started, a couple guys who were in their mid to late 50s who were looking not to slow down or to get out of pain and be able to ride their bike, and we found a really good recipe for each of them. And that's what this program is. It's sharing with you all three of these perspectives of physical therapy, post-physical therapy, high performance, being able to get better, and working with 50-plus-year-olds over the last 18 years, helping them to get fitter, faster, and stronger through their strength training. So that's number one, the perspective that's brought to the table. Number two is also how the program is written. This is a fairly advanced program that is going to allow you to learn how to breathe better, how to move better, as well as teach you how to go through your range of motion with dynamic strength and movement. What does that mean, dynamic strength and movement? Well, we like to think about having flexibility and mobility and doing yoga, But really what we're looking for is the ability to breathe and to learn how to be stiff enough where we need to be stiff in order to be effective and efficient when we push the pedals down or go running or swimming. And that's what this program has interlaced in it. And we'll talk about the different tracks and why following a track is important. But that is the third step, is the Stronger After 50 program. This is a full 3-year progression for you out there versus a lot of the other strength training off-the-shelf programs, which are 8 weeks or 12 weeks. And they may be good as a stopgap or as a foundation, but there aren't any other programs out there that give you a full at least 6 month to 1 year progression that will allow you to go step by step, let alone 3 full years. Now, this leads to the next most common question, and that is, how is Stronger After 50 different than the programs in your book? You have 3 full-year strength training programs in your book for the same tracks, bodyweight and bands, kettlebells and bands, and dumbbells, barbells, and kettlebells. So what's the difference? Well, when writing Strength Training for Cycling Performance, that book took me about 6 years to write. Literally, 6 years. Now, there was about a year and a half in there where I had stopped writing, focused, but the rest of the time, every other week or every month, I would sit down and put together the outline or parts of a chapter, and I'd have to refine it. So over the course of those 6 years, allowed me to boil down what are the major rocks to what I do with the athletes I work with who are cyclists and triathletes to allow them to succeed in their sport. So think of this Strength Training for Cycling Performance book as the pure foundations for strength training for cyclists and triathletes. It talks about tempo, positions, posture, breathing, lower back, as well as the fundamental 5+1. So the book will give you the fundamental movements, but that is not going to take into account the changes that happen to us over the number of decades that we have around the sun. So once we get into our late 30s, early 40s is when we really start to feel the accumulation of all the different lifestyle habits, postures, and positions we tend to hold. That's where we start to get achy knees, achy backs, achy necks, and we start to see in the mirror that our body, our posture, isn't as good as it used to. And that's where the Stronger After 50 program is drastically different than the Strength Training for Cycling Performance programs. Intertwined into every single strength session is posture, breathing, and much more advanced exercises than we would have in the Strength Training for Cycling Performance book. This is because in this program, I'm able to get you through a full progression and allow you to learn about your body as you go through. Whereas with the book, this is the simplest way to learn how to do this movement that will get you results very quickly and allow you to progress. Now, the next question is, how do I choose a program? Can I mix and match the tracks? So this is a fantastic question. Now, there are 3 different tracks here. The tracks is where we're going to start because that's the foundation. You have to choose which level you would like to work at. There is body weight and bands. This is for true beginners, those who haven't really done strength training that seriously, or you've done it here and there, maybe a little bit last winter, and either you got sore or you couldn't pedal or you didn't really see results. So the body weight and bands program is going to allow you to come in, learn how to move your body, make a mind-muscle connection to improve your movement and allow you to be able to master positions and postures. Now, it's not easy. It's a very challenging program if you do it properly, meaning that you show up and do each exercise with intent and focus, not simply checking the box. The next track is for those who are intermediate or beginner intermediate, we'll say. So you've done a little bit of strength training for a couple years. You have a good squat pattern. You have a good deadlift pattern. You have a decent press push and pull program for the or abilities for the upper body, but you just haven't really loaded it regularly. The kettlebells and bands program will allow you to progress throughout the entire year to allow you to be able to see improved movements, a little bit more load than the body weight and bands program, and help you to progress up to the last track, and that is the dumbbells, kettlebells, and barbells program. Now, that's more of a quote-unquote traditional strength program. However, it is nothing like the traditional programs you will probably have ever seen unless you've worked with me personally. There are a lot of Brody exercises, as my athletes like to call them, and my clients. They're a little bit weird. They're asking you to do different postures and positions and challenge you to be able to move. Now, that last program, even if you are an advanced athlete who has been in the gym for a number of years, will find this to be very challenging. Now, how do you choose which program? We want to take a look at what's realistic for you. And this is really, really important because We want to make sure that whatever we do, we can stay consistent. So if you have kind of dabbled in strength training, but you've jumped on the bike in March or April as soon as the weather turns, and you don't really think about strength training except for core and some yoga during the rest of the season, start with the Bodyweight and Bands program. It will allow you to have a lower bar to jump over during the warmer weather because you'll feel that difference when you're doing your strength program. If you're beginner, intermediate, or intermediate, start with the kettlebells and bands program. You don't have kettlebells and bands at home or you're not interested in buying, start with the body weight and bands. Each of these programs, if done correctly, will allow you to see a huge improvement over the course of that year. Again, the main thing is to make sure that you are focusing on the intent and how you're doing each exercise. Now, the second part of this question is, can I mix and match the tracks? Can I start with end of season unwind, which is the same for each program, and at the end of each year, that stays exactly the same because it allows you to come back to baseline and compare year to year. Here's how I felt the beginning of the end of season unwind last year, and here's how I feel this year. And you can track what's changed and what's different. But mixing and matching beyond that is not advisable. Here's why. Each of these programs is built with a specific progression for that exercise and movement challenge. It is not simply replacing a dumbbell barbell or a dumbbell bench press with a barbell bench press or a kettlebell swing with a dumbbell swing. We are not just plugging and playing. Each year is programmed completely different. Now, of course, there's the fundamental 5+1 movements, push, pull, squat, hinge, press, rotary, stability. However, if you start off at the kettlebell and bands program and then decide after the third step to jump up to the barbell and kettlebell and dumbbell program, you're going to find that you're not going to be able to line up and execute those tasks as well as you would like, which may lead to frustration. So choose one track and stick through an entire year with it. Now, here's another great question. I just finished another strength program. Where should I start? Well, this is really going to depend on where you are in your season. First of all, we got to look at, congratulations, you just finished another strength program. That is awesome. Now, usually I would recommend that we start with the end of season unwind. However, if you are in late base or early base into early build, I would say go ahead and jump into step number 2 for whichever track is appropriate for you. That would be the early season 8-week strength and hypertrophy program. Now, don't let the name scare you. Hypertrophy, we're not going to get big bulky muscles. All we're doing is looking for a specific adaptation from our programming for your muscles and your nervous system. These are the two primary changes that we're looking for, the muscular system and the nervous system. This is going to allow you to be able to progress. Now, if the last strength program left you fried and tired and sore, I would strongly recommend looking at doing the end of season unwind for at least 2 weeks, and then moving into that second stage. The reason for that is that when we're going through these stages, the end of season unwind allows the body to undo a lot of the damage and tightness that we tend to get from either riding our bikes a lot or pushing our bodies really hard. And then the second stage, the strength and hypertrophy, not only are we getting the neuromuscular connections, but we're also getting hypertrophy and growth in through the muscle tissues, which means that the tendons, ligaments, and other connective tissues are also being built up. The exception being, if you went through the entire winter and you're looking for an in-season program, but you did 2 days, 3 days a week in the gym with another program, and now here it's in the Northern Hemisphere, March, April, May, and you're looking for an in-season program, you can go ahead and jump over to step number 4, 5, or 6, which will allow you to continue to progress as you get towards your peak event. How long should these exercise workouts take? Great question. This is where it's going to depend on how new you are to strength training as well as how new you are to the movements. Now, as I mentioned before, a lot of these movements are very different than what most of us have done in the gym before. Because of that, I strongly recommend taking about 5 to 10 minutes the night before or the day before your strength workout to watch the videos and roll through the strength program to see if you understand and at least get exposed to the exercises and familiar with them before you head into the gym. Usually the workouts will start off taking you closer to 45 to 60 minutes, but as you go through the first 2 weeks, that usually will drop down to about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on if you're resting 2 or 3 to 3.5 minutes in between your sets. Can you strength train and swim, bike, run on the same day? What a fantastic question this is, and a number of you have had this. Yes, you can strength train and swim, bike, run on the first day. However, we want to make sure that we're doing the main thing first. So, if your main thing is to get stronger and to focus on building your strength, then we would want to do the strength training first. Often, this will mean that as you go through the warm-up, you may need to do a little bit more repetitions for a couple of the exercises towards the end to help your body get moving and kind of grease the joints, if you will. Now, the other side of this is sometimes moving around our schedule to have strength training first just really isn't that feasible. I don't know about you guys and gals, but I do not want to swap out my 5:30 a.m. master swim to go swim in a crowded pool at 5 o'clock in the afternoon after work. That is literally the last thing that I would like to do. So in a case like that, while it would be ideal for us to do the strength first, you've got to live your life. And that's where we would put the strength at the end of the day and just know that we may not get the full RPE written. So maybe we don't get an RPE of 7 with the load, but our intent and our intensity with the focus is going to hit that RPE. As you get into the season, your strength training should move to the second workout of the day, which will allow you to be able to get your in-sport skill and abilities a little bit higher and to come into that strength training session maybe not as sharp. However, because of this, we need to make sure we check the ego at the door. This may mean and will mean that some days when you go up to do whatever exercise it is and it has an RPE of 7 or 8, you may find that your weight is 10 to 20% lower than what you did last week. This is where a lot of endurance athletes go wrong in that they think, well, last week I did 50 pounds. It feels really heavy this week, but I'm going to do 50 pounds or 55 because what I did last week. It is completely irrelevant the weight that you move. It's how hard it feels to you, your intent during the exercise, and how well you perform that exercise. Now, the last of the most commonly asked questions is, can I add more exercises or strength training to the program? Well, you certainly can. However, usually what that will do is detract and take away from the results you're going to get from the Stronger After 50 program. Again, this program is a culmination of almost 20 years of experience of working with almost 500 athletes over the age of 50. That's a lot of people. And what that means is I have a very strong mind map as to how much loading you can and cannot handle. That said, I don't know you personally, so it is quite possible. If you have been strength training year-round for the last 3, 4, 5 years, it could be possible that you would be able to handle another day of strength training or an extra 2 or 3 exercises at the end of these sessions. The most important thing here to do is to use your head and think about the Warren Buffett approach. Always leave a margin of safety. We want to make sure we walk out of the gym, not crawling up the stairs, feeling our legs, or, oh, I'm going to feel that tomorrow. But rather, we walk out of the gym and say, that was a really good workout. I had fantastic technique and form. And you know what? The RPE was spot on. I could probably do another set. Perfect. And that's where we're going to wrap up this mini-sode about the Stronger After 50 program. Over the course of the 3 years of walking through this progression, step by step, making sure to move smoothly from one step into the next, and taking a 2-week peak of season break, perhaps, from your strength training, or just an extra 2 weeks of no structure at all between the end of your season and the end of season unwind, you'll be able to learn how to access different areas of your body, how to produce proximal stiffness to get distal motion, learning how to move better, have better posture, breathe better, and thus unlocking performances that you're already capable of. And we are just teaching you how to master those skills of human movement. Thanks so much for taking a listen or reading through this transcript. And I'm looking forward to having you in the Stronger After 50 program. Until next time, remember, train smarter, not harder, because it is all about you.
That's it for this episode. Check out humanvortextraining.com for more great content and to keep learning.